Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Zydeco Sans Passale As Matin with MC, and now we got John in the house, made it in.
Yeah, I'm here.
I've been here. So, John, how did school go?
Give me some volume in there, man. I can't hardly hear.
Let me see. Well, you told me a while ago it was all right.
Are you the one?
Uh-huh. Take it off your ear. Take it.
Static.
It's going to settle down. Can you hear now?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
That's what it is, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What's wrong then? Watch your ear. Yeah. But anyway.
It's you. I can hear everything else but you.
Well, then, you good now?
I that's all right. I'm going to just do it like this. The students are fine.
They're good.
I'm looking forward for a pretty good year with we're even wearing masks. I would say 90% of the students are adhering to the mask mandate. And so I think all in all, when you of course, you can't expect 100%. You can't do that. But I think that everything is going to go well. And hopefully you keep your classroom clean, sanitized.
Right.
And you do it. I usually do mine early in the morning before the students walk in. Uh-huh. I will sanitize all of this. And then before leaving in the afternoon, I will sanitize the room then and kind of let it settle in there. And then. But I think that all in all, I think that everything is going to be going to work out fine.
Right. And that's good. The one thing that I want to share with all the parents is that do you have a plan if the school shuts down? Do you have a plan,
yeah,
parents, if the school shuts down? Do not wait until the last minute. I wish I'd have known. You need to know now, and you need to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
In case they close the schools again because of the variant or COVID-19 or whatever, do you have a plan? Where your kids are going to go? What are they going to do? Because once they go home, then they will be taught as they were last year, will be online. So you got to be prepared in both of those areas. A place for them to be with whomever you want them to be with, and they have to have computer access so that they can continue their education.
Well,
not saying it's going to happen,
yeah,
but be prepared because there's a strong
possibility.
It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, that's
the way things are going because we're just starting. Yeah. We're just starting, so we don't know where it's going to take us.
Yeah, it's just started, this thing. And I was reading on the paper this morning that the hospitals here in Lafayette are really on a brink of failure because there's just so many. They're being bombarded with a lot of the virus people who are coming in, and clients that are coming in are sick. And two, what it is, it's not the older people. It's 50 and below.
That's
catching. Who are now contracting that this virus right now, and so it says something about people who are in the older category. They went and got their shots.
Absolutely.
And two, and I look at it this way. Smallpox, chickenpox,
mm-hmm,
polio.
We've been through this.
All of that. We've been through all of this. And
yeah,
guess what? And also they were saying something in an editorial this morning about people who sometimes talk about wearing a mask and taking away their freedom. And as the article said, you don't complain about wearing a seatbelt.
No, that was a big war.
You don't complain about putting your child in a restraining seat, in a baby seat. And when that child gets old enough to be able to ride without outside of the baby seat, they wear a seatbelt. And you make sure that that child wear a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the laws that put in place for your safety.
Right.
And so what do you think that we're doing? And what do you think that the medical professionals are doing? It's for your safety.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, you have your freedom. And you got the freedom to do whatever you want to do, whether you want to wear the mask or whether you want to get the shot. That is your freedom.
Yeah.
But when your freedom runs out, what are you going to do? Because if you catch it, you're going to give it to someone else.
That's the point.
So you are depriving the other people from their rights. In order for you to have your rights, you're going to deprive other people from having their rights.
And that's the point that I tried to emphasize, is that you have to understand, is that we say all the time that we'll look out for our fellow man. And that's one of the ways you can look out for your fellow man, is by making sure that you do not get it and you do not spread it to someone else.
Right.
Now, accidentally, you will. And by the way, too, when you wear your mask, wear it over your nostril, over your nose, because it's a filter like an air-conditioned filter in a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it filters, because you inhale and exhale through your nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you do that? And it won't be that difficult after you get used to it.
It's just some people, it's difficult for them to be able to follow instruction. Because I got different. You can't tell me I got to wear the mask. I shouldn't have to wear the mask. No, you shouldn't. But guess what? We got to do
that's
it.
A lot.
I know it's so difficult to wear a mask because I think that thing weighs about 17 pounds. You know, to put a 17-pound weight on your face. I know that's very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's difficult to put it around your ears, the string around your ears. I mean, that's so difficult to do, you know, to put that around your ears. But if you have to wear glasses, it's not a problem to put it on your ears. But to wear a mask, to put the string around your ear, it's a difficult situation, you know. And I understand it's so hard, and it's so hard to breathe because when you put a mask on, it actually takes your nose and it pinches your nose so you can't breathe through your nose, and then it squeezes your lips so you can't breathe. So when you put that mask on, you can no longer breathe. I really understand. I would hate to wear a mask if this would just cut off my air. I couldn't breathe or anything like that. So I know that mask is actually doing that to me, to people. So that's why they don't want to wear it, John. I mean, 17 pounds on your face, that's difficult to carry. Walk around to.
But anyway, I think we're going to have
a good year. We're being facetious here.
Majority of the people are understanding, adhering to, and informing that child when they come to school, being prepared. Because remember this, parents, every teacher in a classroom is preparing your child to become future leaders and become a productive citizen and not become a parasite to society.
Right.
And that's what teachers are for.
Right.
And we risk our lives just to be in the classroom to make sure that your child is educated and be able to go out into the world and be a productive citizen.
Absolutely.
Well, they and you know, not rely. And that's what the teacher was. Yep. And I take my responsibility very serious. And I've always done that in my work history. I've always took it because I have a responsibility. When we take on a job, then we should take it serious. And we must
Absolutely.
Say that that's our responsibility. I have an obligation to take this child because no child should be denied of an education if they really want to.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, is that the KN95 mask, those allow you to breathe better with a mask on. So if you have difficulties with the blue ones or the white ones, and they're all up against your nose and your mouth and stuff, it's kind of hard to breathe, get you a KN95 because it pokes out, and it's not on your nose, but it's on the bridge of your nose, but it's not on your nostrils, so you're able to breathe with it. And so hopefully that I know we have some great listeners, and you have proven it so many times. Let's get on track here because this is a very serious variant. We really need your help in getting that done. And I know so many of you, is the shots. The shots are free. I guess they should have charged about $50 for the shot. Then people would have gotten it. But it's free. You know, it's a free shot. And all of that thing that they talk about, that you're going to get this and you're going to get that, we have no idea. So at least take a chance. That's all we say.
Take a chance.
Take a chance. All right, let's go ahead with some more.
Let's go to some music and come back and talk about what's going on, and also talk about the people who have passed away because of the COVID-19.
All right, and let's do this for all of those that are sick And for all of you that know someone that is sick and ill at this time, and this is just a song that you can kind of relate to, and it's going to help us all understand. And if you're able to let the sick person listen to this, then this should help them also. Everything is going to be all right. Jude Taylor.
A lot of people going around wondering if we're going to make it. But you know what? I got a little something I won't tell them, because I know one thing. Everything's going to be all right. We had our share of ups, and we had our share of downs. No matter how hard the road seemed to get, we found our way around. We've seen a lot of hard times. But baby, there's nothing in this world I love more than being here with you. Baby, I thought I'd let you know that everything is gonna be alright. This I know. I said I know it's gonna be alright. Lord have mercy, this I know. Some people going around telling lies, trying to ruin relationships, because they don't have no life of their own. But you know what, baby, I got a little something I want to tell you. Well, something like this. Some people say we wouldn't make it. Some people say we wouldn't make it through the storm. They did all they could to tear us apart. But look at us now, we still standing strong. Baby, let you know that everything is gonna be alright. This I know. I said I know it's gonna be alright. Lord have mercy, this I know. Tell you what, when a match is made in heaven, ain't nothing you can do but go with it. I gave you my hand, you gave me a heart. We made a wish under falling star. Wish our love could last forever, 'cause this love is worth more than anything. Baby, I thought I'd let you know that everything is gonna be alright. This I know. All right. I said I know it's gonna be all right. All right. Lord have mercy, this I know. All right. I know it's gonna be all right. All right. Lord have mercy, this I know. All right. I know it's gonna be all right. All right. Lord have mercy, this I know.
Those of you that are sick, we pray for you, and hopefully you get better and do the things that you need to do to get better. Mm-hmm. You can't just lay there and take it. You got to move around, and you got to have the willingness, and you got to have the positiveness that this is going to be all right.
And when you get sick or you're feeling bad, who do you go to?
Yes.
Doctor.
But the problem now is, can you see a doctor?
No, hardly.
You can't. I mean, everything is really in the crunch right now. And We really want to commend all of the caretakers, they work in long hours and trying to take care of the people, and it doesn't stop, and it's over and over. You know, you can imagine carrying a heavy weight that you can barely carry for a long period of time. That's got to be rather difficult. So they need all the support that they can possibly get, and we all need to thank them all the time, every time we see them, and thank them for the job that they're doing just to keep them going, because without them, it'll be bad. So we really need to support those that are out there in the field helping out the people and making a difference in their lives, and they have to live with all of it. They got to live with the beginning and the end.
That's
tough job.
Yeah, just like for an example, you know, the Henry family, we want to send our condolences out to the Henry and Boxy family. Ms. Boxy just called, and she sent a text, rather, that her brother, George Henry, had passed away, and he was 78 years old.
Right.
And he passed away on August the 20th, I believe. They will have a funeral or a wake at Mellosong Funeral Home in Karen Crow between 5 and 9. Then a mass will take place on Saturday, August the 21st at 10:30 at St. Charles Church in Grand Coteau. Viewing will be also on Saturday morning from 8 to 9:45 at Mellosong Funeral Home. His wife is retired school teacher in Lafayette Parish, Ronella Henry. And we want to keep Ronella in our prayers. I know that when you have been around and been together all these years, and you become attached to each other. And we want to send our condolences out to the Henry and Boxy family. Again, George Henry had passed away. And so, again, we will talk about that in a little later on in the program and remind you of the funeral arrangement. And also Takuna Dixon, one of our old friends here in Lafayette, who is a strong civil rights activist.
Yes.
And passed away also. And as a victim, as a virus. Mm-hmm. And so virus does not discriminate.
Nope.
Anyone can get it, and anyone can face the debt if that's the demise that you choose. However, going home, meet your mother.
That is also going out to Archbishop Alan Celestine Jr. So that is going out to that family also.
Back home and meet my dear brother, but that's all belong. You know, all of my friends, they're turning their backs on for me. I'm coming back home. Coming back home. but they're trouble on. One more thing I will tell you. You know all of my friends, they are turning their backs on for me. That's when I'm coming home and meet my old mother. That's one woman, I know she loves me. I know she do. I know she do. I'm coming home. I feel so all alone. I'm coming back home and meet my dear mother. But that's all below.
I'm coming home. So just sending that out. Also want to shout out and call out to my big cousin, Michael Bushnell, this morning. And Chester, hadn't seen you in a while. Hopefully all is going well for you. I go to Brunlaw, I don't see you. One of these days we're going to catch up again. And Earl, I know you're trying to figure out where you live at. I don't know if you live in Kinder or Lake Charles or Houston. You're still on the process of...
What's wrong with that, man?
Huh?
Why?
What?
Why he doesn't know?
He need to make up his mind.
Why?
It's time.
Oh.
I mean, you know when you...
Well, you know, people have that choice.
Here we go with these choices again. What choice you got?
He can live wherever he wants.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
And two, if he's satisfied.
With what?
But he can't, if he's relying and thinking about maybe he can find a permanent home. Now, he may have a problem, but
well,
if he
maybe
roams around.
He's a roamer.
He's a roamer?
He's a roamer. He's a roamer. You roam wherever.
Roamer, sometimes those doors close on you.
He follows glass. Wherever there is glass, he shows up.
Polished glass?
No.
What he does?
He follows glass.
Oh, he follows
glass. Wherever there's glass,
he follows.
He's going to be there.
What do you mean?
Whenever he follows glass, he'll be there.
Oh, a glass?
Il est buveur.
Oh, and gobelet.
And gobelet. Now.
I was wondering. I was talking about a glass like a window.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. We're going to play a little bit more music, and we'll be right back.
Say good morning to my sons, John and Joey, and say that y'all doing well this morning.
Let me play this once again for Matt because he asked me to play this for him, my son.
What's that? Big trucks.
You like the big trucks.
Ah, John.
The country girls like the cowboys with the big old toys.
What's going on in Maryland? How the food rolling? Curtis in Texas, hopefully all is going well for you, buddy. And you and Earl, I know Earl probably painting something.
Well, I met this girl the other day in the big city.
Oh, yeah.
I walked up, she put her hand up and stopped me.
$100, $25, $8.
Give it to me one more time. Well, I met this girl day in the big city. I walked up, she put her hand up and stopped me. Uh-oh, she said, before you go, uh-oh, you gotta tell me what you drive.
Hey, what you drive, boy?
She said, if you ain't country, then my boy, you wasting your time. Lord, I think I'm in love.
Earlier, and it wasn't Gerard in the hospital. That's what I said, and it's possible. It's actually Tony Delafoe that's in the hospital in a very bad state. All right, let's go do some Curly Taylor just for you. Good morning, Luann and Charles and Red and Etonia. Good morning, Lake Charles crew. Amos and Walter, what y'all doing today? Meet me in the country. Nephews, see you guys in the country today.
When I close my eyes, I start to fantasize. You're right here by my side, nothing really matters. Your lack against me, more than eyes can see. You're more than special to me, you're my lady. You fell right out of the skies, walked into my life. And ever since that day, my whole life has changed. It's you. Let me hold you tight. We'll lock on all the doors. Baby, I'm yours. No need to be afraid. All else has been said. Lady, I got your back. Baby, I'm yours. It's just you, baby. Just me. We'll be right back. us apart.
You hold the key to my heart.
I give my all to you. Make all your dreams come true. I'm about to take a stand. I'm your man.
Just you.
It's just you.
Just me.
Wiggle, wiggle,
she touched me with that wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle, the wiggle, wiggle.
She touched me with that wiggle.
Test me with that wiggle wiggle.
Wiggle.
I want to wish a happy birthday to Imelda Fontenot, Miss E, and Willie Guillory, and Imelda Caesar. Their birthday was all on August the 15th, and just want to
that's when it's coming up, on August the
15th?
Which is
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
August the 15th. So just want to wish them all a happy birthday, and that they have many, many more. And where's the party? Just asking.
Yeah. We want to say good morning to Mr. and Mrs. Anderson up in Evergreen, Colorado.
Oh, want to wish Florida happy birthday.
That's
when you said that.
That's right.
Florida Anderson, who is going fishing.
Going fishing?
Yeah, they're going fishing.
Oh, today.
Today.
Should be a beautiful day.
Yeah, him and two of his friends are going fishing.
Good.
I think they... Stop and bought some fish before they went fishing. Just in case they didn't catch some fish, then they're going to bring some fish home. So it's one of them kind of fishing.
So that's what you think Floyd does?
I didn't say that. You say that.
No. You
must
have
said
you just said
I didn't
stop
say
and buy some fish.
Like fish sandwich, McDonald's. Oh, you thought I meant buy some fish to bring back?
Yeah, that's what I thought you
Why
said.
Why do you think so bad of Floyd like that?
Well, I didn't say I was thinking bad of Floyd.
Well, you saying Floyd buy fish before you go fishing.
But, you know, I would have to agree with you that Floyd would always thinking of something, how he can just prove to the fact that he had an excellent fishing trip.
Yeah, because you know he's going to have a big fishing trip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then that might be for the party.
Then he bought fish. Some fish before they went out there.
So I don't know nothing about that. I was talking about McDonald's hamburger, fish burger. You the one.
Floyd?
Floyd.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, we wish you many more, Floyd.
And we just hope that, and wishing all of you who are celebrating a birthday in August, just happy birthday to all of you. Because you're listening to Zydeco San Pasale every Saturday morning. We do it right here on 88.7 FM.
All right, we got a few minutes left to play some more Zydeco music. Right now, I'm going to do something for my Bow Down Club.
Who's that? What you going to play?
I'm going to play. I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always.
You'll never admit that you're wrong.
Oh, even when you're right, you're wrong sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's why we got that Bow Down Club.
Yes. All right.
Tell me why, 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 why you want?
tell you.
What's that?
Technology is such a beautiful thing. Yeah. And these phones are such beautiful things. And they just, it's getting to where they just do what they want to do.
Of course.
Mine just went completely dark. I don't know. Now, why it went dark, Scunnipo?
I don't know. No, but Mrs. Bernard, who just moved away from home and moved to Texas, your mother say, call her.
Uh-oh.
But anyway.
Now, it's a shame when your mom got to call the radio station to tell you to call her.
Call her. And say, your mother, I miss you and mom,
let me tell you something. Oh, but if she'd have needed something, she'd have called. Oh, Mom, can you do this for me?
But that's how it is. But also want to welcome all of the students back in full-fledged this coming Monday over at Acadiana High School. And just be prepared, as I instructed you, went over the rules. It's just one of the big things is that be prepared to learn. Bring something to write with and
paper
write
and pencil.
On.
If you go to school, you're supposed to have paper and pencil.
Well, you say
any educational piece
supposed to
have paper and pencil.
That's right. But to bring that, and also when you step into any teacher's class, have a positive attitude. Positive attitude could go a long way.
John, a lot of impossible abilities.
The what?
You're asking for a lot of impossibilities. You know
what?
Those are
being a positive attitude.
Oh yeah, how can you have an impossible attitude when I stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and expect me to get up in the morning and come to school and be happy?
That's right.
When I want to go to sleep.
That's right.
I want to sleep.
No, you can't.
I want to sleep.
No,
I gotta sleep.
And I'll just say this too.
And I'm gonna lay down in the seat.
I'll ask the child, the student, to say, "Well, stay up." And, parent, I will call you at least at the third or fourth day and let you know that your child is sleeping in my class.
Is she going to say, or he going to say?
Osmosis doesn't work that way.
And the parent going to say, so, let him sleep. It's your job to keep him awake.
Well, I can.
Yeah.
I can. I can bang on the desk with a stick.
Well, you know,
with a 2x4.
We came up with banging on the desk.
But I won't do that.
But we came up with that. Yeah. With banging.
Yeah, yeah.
Banging upside your head.
I can't do that.
Can't do that anymore.
I don't want to have to be accused of perhaps affecting your hearing.
Well, let me say this happy birthday again to Imelda Fondo, Willie Giller, and Imelda Caesar, because some people have difficulties with their phone sometimes. And their birthday was August the 15th. So I just want to make sure that they know that we did what we said we was going to do. So happy birthday to you, and we wish you many, many more. And I guess we missed the party. You got an invitation to the party? Did you get an invitation to this party?
Good party.
This party, the one I just talked about.
Oh.
Did you get one?
Oh, yes, yes. I heard about that party.
Oh, you got an invitation.
Well, I don't know what time is the party.
Oh, they just said there's a party.
When?
Well, we're going to tell you.
Tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Sunday.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
So what time?
August the 15th. They don't give you a time.
You just come.
If you just show up and then...
Suppose I show up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Then you're going to be out of luck. I'm just kidding. They're not having a party, ladies. Don't go rushing to their houses and looking for a party.
We're not saying who it is.
There is no party. But anyway, we're going to go do some Gino, and we're going to do some... What are we going to do? Let me see what we're going to do. Let's do some Bonsoir Moto. So, happy birthday to all the birthday people. And Jimmy Thomas, we sure hope you get better. Andrew Cesar, we hope you get better, and he is getting better. And Jimmy, you just need to get a little bit more food in your body and keep you going. Y'all both need to eat. Because when you're sick, you really have to force yourself to eat. Because your body cannot produce energy unless it has something to produce energy from. So if you're not eating, that's not good. good morning to all the nephews of mine in Alfred. Good morning to you, Val. Good morning up in Vegas. Hopefully it's all going well for you. Gene and your crew. Brother Law. Donna Braxton, good morning. Michael, y'all slow down just a little bit. I know, Mike, you out there hanging with the assistant mayor of Kinder. Good morning to you. Alan, good morning to you. Getting ready to close out, and hopefully all of you have a great Saturday and a great weekend, and school is really getting the kickoff next week, and the colleges also, so be careful with the speed zones, and be careful with the young people crossing the street, so don't leave in a rush, because that means you'll be very unsafe when you're driving, so leave with plenty of time where you can take your time and not get frustrated while you're driving. So please, let's have a great week, a good, great beginning of a school year. We'll see you next Saturday. All right, Leon, going out to you, Veronica, and Q this morning.
Howdy, partners. I hope you can join me, Ranella Rose Champagne, for Lost in Love, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. But if you happen to miss it, guess what? You can catch it again on Saturdays at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Hee-haw! I feel it when you're with me. It happens when you kiss me.
You're listening to KRVS. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, or on the web at krvs.org.
Join KRVS on September 1st at 7:30 p.m. for Cypress Lake Studios Live, a monthly streaming concert series presented by the Dr. Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music at the University of Louisiana, Lafayette. Each concert is recorded live at KRVS Cypress Lake Studios and streamed to the world. This concert features music by Renee Reed, the Josh LeBlanc Jazz Quintet, and Julian Primo. Register for free on our website at krvs.org.
The Medicine Ball Caravan rolls every Monday through Thursday morning at 11 a.m. right here on KRVS or anytime at krvs.org.
On August 24th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Mississippi Hill Country blues guitarist and singer Cedric Burnside takes the stage. Burnside was born in the blues as much as he was in funk, rock, soul, and hip-hop, which is reflected in his modern Hill Country blues. The performance is Tuesday, August 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Ticket information can be found at acadianacenterforthearts.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.